today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today is newsbreaker, love maker, Devin Ra.
Sounds better every time.
I know, I really put some oomph into that.
It's good to be here. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, mate. Banger stories today. We're going to talk about Stagecoach, which is coming up this weekend.
Looks fun.
It does look
lineup's fire.
Really fun. Yeah, the lineup's fire, and it's not even like all country. It's like fun DJs and the
It'd be a hell of a time.
Jealous. King Charles not doing so well. Speculation that maybe he might even be nearing the end. Their funeral plans are being constantly updated.
We're speculating on the royals again.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe we shouldn't do it. What have we got for Almost News? Almost News, we got some body cam footage of Giselle breaking down, having been pulled over by a police officer.
I'm interested to hear your take. It kind of made me sad.
Yeah, it made me a little sad too. But to begin with, Ellen DeGeneres. She is doing her stand-up comedy routine now.
I didn't even know she still did stand-up.
Well, I think she's back. Like, this is her coming back.
Got it.
She did a live show in L.A. this week, and a few reporters attended. And I'll give you some of the stuff she said, because obviously she was canceled. I mean, if we still use that term.
Yeah, majorly canceled. I felt like all those stories came out about like how bad she was in the workplace. And I think she probably, at the time, it's been so long, she apologized, right? And then just kind of went away.
She didn't even really, I think the apology was kind of a bit of a, I didn't do anything wrong apology.
Okay. It's been so long. So many people have been canceled since then that I lose track.
But anyway, she talks about how she felt that she was like the most hated person in America. She says, what else can I tell you? Oh, yeah, I got kicked out of show business. There's no mean people in show business. The hate went on for a long time, and I would try to avoid looking at the news. The be kind girl wasn't kind. That was the headline. I became this one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced up steps. Would a mean person dance up steps? Had I ended my show by saying, go fuck yourself, people would have been pleasantly surprised.
Wait, we can cuss on this podcast?
We can cuss all.
Oh, awesome.
Not gratuitously.
Oh, okay. You were quoting.
I was quoting.
I mean, to be honest, it's like, if she's going to get back and do stand-up, she clearly has to address this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What else is she going to make jokes about her chicken coop in
Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara. It's like, clearly she has to use, like, this as material, no?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, it'd be like the elephant in the room. I think, I know I was the one reading it and I wasn't hearing it from her, but it didn't make me laugh.
I mean, when you say things, they don't really make me laugh either.
Oh, okay. You make me laugh a lot, man.
Oh, wow. Do I?
When you like say serious stuff, actually, I'm like, that's a joke, Devin.
Okay. Exhibit A. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's interesting because when that story came out, I think like why it was such a big headline grab and why everyone's like, oh, this is crazy is because of her persona on TV. Right. And then you pull back the curtain and you're like, oh, she might be a terrible person.
It's the opposite of what she portrayed, almost.
And I feel like those rumors, like since I had started here, there had always been rumors behind the scenes that she was kind of like not the nicest.
I had heard things.
Yeah. And then that story came out and then all the stories came out and you're like, I mean, come on. It's one of those things that there has to be something true to that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, when those stories came out, to a lot of people, it wasn't a surprise. It felt like
people that were like in the industry.
It felt like she was getting her comeuppance.
Yes,
but
exactly.
She didn't like kind of fall on her sword well enough, and like she kind of like she at the time she was saying it's a coordinated misogynistic attack, and even here in her stand-up special that she did this week,
she's still not really taking accountability.
No, she said that she's been like booted out of Hollywood twice. Once when she came out as gay, and then this time. So it's kind of like bringing up the old, you know, homophobic type news.
Totally. I mean, I don't know what to. I was kind of good with Ellen, just like living in Santa Barbara, feeding the chickens, like I said earlier. Like, do you really want to see her stand up or her? She doesn't do her show anymore, right?
No, not for ages.
Yeah.
But
I didn't tune in to the Ellen.
Only if you were sick.
You did?
If you were sick,
bro, come on. Did you not play video games?
No, I'm not a video game guy.
Which is shocking, because looking at you, you look like a video game guy.
she has her ego to feed as well as the chicken.
Yeah, that's true. Because she has all the money in the world.
Totally.
So she doesn't need to do anything.
And she's trying to get, I mean, this is going to be a Netflix special eventually. She's touring around, getting it right. It's going to go on Netflix. I mean, good luck to you. If you can convince me that you've, you know.
I mean, I
don't really care. I don't really care.
You don't really care, but you led the show with it.
I mean, like, I don't care.
Oh,
if she
comes back.
Comes back and does well. Like, good for her, I guess.
I didn't really care one way or the other about Ellen, but, like, to be honest, I do think that this is going to be a successful special. Like, I do think people will tune in to hear what she has to say. You don't?
Yeah, in the same way that people listen to it, like, the newest JoJo Siwa song. You know what I mean? Just, like, it's like a curiosity. It's almost a bit of hate, like watching, like, is this going to impress me? Oh, no, it didn't impress me. I was right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it will do well.
Yeah. The comparison to JoJo Siwa, wow.
Okay.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Ray-Ban, Good American, and Ulta. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for apparel and electronics, and you can save on everything you need for the summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Just go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
On to our next story. Let's do Beyonce. Let's talk about Beyonce, who might be attending Stagecoach this weekend.
I thought that was like, when she came out with the country album, didn't you think it's like, oh, duh, she's going to go there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if she didn't or doesn't, I think, like, why not? Like, that almost seems like a misstep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fans are going crazy online because they think she's going to show up. They think she's going to show up due to
a couple things.
An artist who is going to be performing at Diplo's Honky Tonk, like, performance. He's got a honky-tonk tent or something like that?
Yeah, so essentially what it is obviously it's a country fest, but there's, like, it's a smaller tent where DJs perform.
Right.
So I think it's, like, a mix between, like, they play, you know, like, techno music, but also, like, country mixes, line dancing kind of stuff. So it's if you go to Stagecoach and you're not into country, that's where you go.
Well, there's a performer performing there. Their name is DJ Backwoods Barbie. And when you go online, there's very little you can find about DJ Backwoods.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You can't find anything.
Except an online sleuth found a few things. She tracked down this Instagram handle belonging to a woman named Katie Alexander. And Katie Alexander had the DJ Backwoods Barbie like thing in her profile. If you scroll down, she's with Snoop, this girl. And it's not Beyonce, obviously. It's just like some
random
DJ, which would make sense if they're performing in like a tent off Stagecoach, a smaller venue. It's probably not Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah. So essentially what happened was she DM'd this girl because she was following the Backwoods Barbie account.
Mm.
And then once she said, hey, who are you? Like, is like trying to kind of get to the bottom. This TikToker is a crazy Beyonce fan.
Right.
And immediately after, the girl took it out of her bio, which is kind of more smoke that clearly this Katie Alexander is probably DJ Backwoods Barbie. And she's just totally wanting to lean into Beyonce so that everyone in the festival is going to show up. But I feel like that could backfire because all the people are going to show up and be like, it's not Beyonce.
You play a lot of Beyonce songs. You know what I mean? This is the best. Like, no one's ever heard of Katie Alexander before. And now, like, this is her, like, coming out party.
Well, because if you look at her Instagram, why a lot of people thought it was Beyonce is because the very first post, I don't know if she deleted all the other ones, but is right when Beyonce dropped her album. Right. And then it's kind of in it, it's kind of teasing like, oh, could it be Beyonce? And then all the beehive there, I see a ton of bees in the comments. They're going nuts in there. But it just doesn't really make sense because it's Beyonce. She's not going to play a small tent.
No.
On Saturday when, like, Post Malone's, I think, performing at that time.
Well, there's zero chance.
It just doesn't make sense that they would do that.
It'd make more sense if she showed up at Post Malone's
because they have a song together.
They've got a song together.
Yeah. But again, a lot of people thought Taylor was going to do that at Stagecoach. At Coachella. But the thing is, it's like, if you're Beyonce and Taylor Swift, you're not like the surprise
come out and do one song. I'm no one's surprise
guest. They're no one's surprise guest. So I don't think she's going to be there. I know they had like a, what's it called? Like a big truck that had like...
Yeah, Cowboy Carter.
But I think they're just trying to promote the album. Like, I would say 0% chance she shows up at Stagecoach.
Zero. Wow, okay. I think this year... I would have preferred to go to Stagecoach over Coachella.
Looks awesome.
It looks so fun.
It does.
And the dressing up like a cowboy. You know what I mean? Like, you get into the spirit. Like, it just seems like a fun weekend.
No, it's you've never been, right?
I've been to Coachella multiple times, but I've never been a country music fan.
Like, but even this year, like, if you look at the lineup, it's like Wiz Khalifa, Diplo, Post Malone. Like, I don't even think you need to be a country.
No. I would go if I was like... If I was in my heyday right now,
What did your heyday look like?
Just if I went to Coachella one time, I camped by myself. I just went there by myself and camped by myself.
That's a wild move.
Like if I was back,
you
in
went
that,
by yourself.
Yes, it was a party, bro.
Dude, are you serious?
I'm serious,
bro. I can't even go out to eat by myself.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a good time.
I knew some people who were like staying at hotels. Okay. As well, and so I'd see them like during the day, you know. But I was camping, you know, just why not?
You were vibing.
I was vibing, man. Those were the days. These are better days. If anyone's listening, these are better days.
God, those were a good time, but better times ahead.
yeah, exactly. All right, on to our next story. King Charles not doing so great amid his cancer battle. Apparently, his aides are dusting off funeral plans and updating them regularly. There's a publication called The Daily Beast who says that His Royal Highness is in very poor health as he does this cancer treatment. All we know at this stage is it's not prostate cancer. Okay. It's unspecified cancer. But, you know, signs are that it's not good.
What do they mean dusting off his funeral plans? like they're carrying dust?
No.
Like they took him out of like a folder or a cabinet and are like,
"Oh, we need
like
these
what
again.
Are they? I mean, he's old, man.
And he's got cancer. But yeah. Apparently it's very bad cancer. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for him, you know. He has been king 1.5 years, okay?
Okay.
He was like prince. His mum was queen. Like, he could have assumed the throne. For 71 years, he waited.
Yeah.
71 years, he waited. He was 4 years old when his mum became queen. Then he was, like, 75 or whatever he was, 74 when he became king. I feel sorry for him that he waited all this long. His mum was a bit selfish, let's say it. She could have abdicated
true,
a bit earlier.
True,
and now he's just going to have, like, you know, a couple years on the throne, potentially.
I mean... Yeah, I don't really know what to say about this. It's like kind of sad. And it's like, again, it's like people speculating on the royal's health and, you know, Kate that happened and then she had to come out. But at least in this case, like, dude, he's an older guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, he was king for a year or two or hopefully more. I hope it's not that serious. But it's like, that's kind of cool. I was never king, even for a day.
I guess. But it's a lot of time waiting and hoping in your life. And then,
do you think he was like sitting there with his fingers crossed, like, oh, I cannot wait till the day? Like, what does a king actually even do, though?
I don't know. Like royal duties, bro.
Royal duties.
Yeah, duties.
Duties. Thank you. I don't know. I just don't even think it's like that. I mean. I don't know. I don't know what the hell they do over there, man.
If you were waiting, like, you know, 10 years for Harvey to promote you here at TMZ.
Yeah.
And then you finally got, you know, you're the permanent podcast host. And you're like, yes!
This is very specific. Go on.
And then a few months later, he fired your ass.
Okay.
You'd be like, what?
And then brought in a blonde girl to take my spot.
Yeah, you would be bummed.
But in that case, I, like, you know, I've been grinding. I've been putting in work, right. Like, you know, like being a great employee. Dude, this guy was sitting there not doing a thing.
Nah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to be a ruler, maybe.
That was like, yeah. I don't know. That kind of really hit home.
Oh, I'm sorry to.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring down the mood.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Let's get on to our almost news segment. Gisele Bündchen, she was pulled over by police a few days ago, and now we have the body cam footage.
Yeah.
It's...
Are we showing it?
It's kind of sad. We're gonna show it. People thought, like, is she crying because she's like a pretty girl getting pulled over for a speeding thing and she's trying to get out of the ticket? I don't think so. Let's have a look at the body cam footage now.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give There's nothing I can do about that.
No,
but he's talking. Okay, well then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach. Okay.
So there's more than look at that now.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But what do you need? Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, I have these fucking guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, the cop is a dick.
Is he?
It's like, dude, just like the girl's crying. What did she do? Run a red light? And why did he say, why are you crying? She's explaining to you why.
Right, yeah.
The other thing is, you're an interesting person to speak with about that. I mean, you're at LAX, right?
Yes.
You don't chase celebrities around.
I mean, it is in our TMZ like protocol. None of us ever get in our cars and follow celebrities. None of us ever wait outside homes. We just have to go to restaurants or public places. And if we see them, we see them. If we don't, we don't.
Exactly. But these type of people who, you know, do this.
Yes.
I mean, essentially, they're stalking people.
Right.
And I just don't think that that's right.
No.
Like, and it makes me, and I know it's like, oh, you're going to feel bad for the supermodel who has $1 billion and whatever. This actually video, I was like, felt bad for her.
I did
too. It sucks. She can't go anywhere without people following her around. And you see in the video, she doesn't feel safe.
Right. No, I mean, I really do feel sorry for her. And especially if she's being hounded by paparazzi.
Yeah.
It's just like, that is just something that comes with being a celebrity.
It is.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
There's a lot of perks that come with being rich and famous. And poor people have, not famous people have a lot of problems and issues they have to deal with too. Something you have to deal with if you are going to be rich and famous is that the public is going to be interested if you go to the grocery store and seeing pictures of it. The public is going to be interested about your new boyfriend. And so if the public is interested, that means that there's money to be made for someone getting that
facts.
Shot and putting in magazines or websites, that sort of stuff.
Facts. But do you ever, I'm curious, I don't want to get too serious, but do you ever get these kind of people kind of give you a bad name?
Yeah, because people think of me as paparazzi. People think of TMZ as just the paparazzi
anytime
industry.
There is someone with a camera on the street trying to get a video or photo of a celebrity, they just assume, oh, that's TMZ.
Right.
You know, the general public think that that's all TMZ.
Which is a blessing and a curse, because I think if people take viral video, the first place they think to send it is TMZ.
True.
I'm going to make money out of TMZ.
True.
So it's good and bad, but I'm a field producer.
Yeah.
I hold a video camera. I need the celebrity to want to talk back to me, and I need an interview. And if you don't, and I got 3 no sound bites yesterday. I got 3 clips and 0 sort of clips, interviews. And that's because I said, hey, can I talk to you about this? The person said no. I said, all good. Catch you next time, Patrick Schwarzenegger.
I was wondering if you were going to call someone out. I was going to say, this is a PSA. Just talk to him.
Yeah.
He's a friendly guy. He's got the Australian accent. Just talk to the man.
Right. Just talk to me. I'm not so bad.
He's a great guy.
All right, Devin.
Yep.
Thanks for joining me.
It was a great run.
It was a really good run.
I'm just talking about just this week.
Big changes coming to the TMZ podcast next week. Stay tuned.
Oh, not announcing yet?
No, not announcing. Stay tuned next week. Big changes.
I guess I won't see you then.
Won't see you then, Devin. But thanks for joining me today.
Of course. It was fun.
See you guys. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.